You're listening to the MoneyWeb SAFM Market Update Podcast.
It's Wednesday, it's Executive Lounge time, and I'm joined in studio by the lovely Kinola Patha, who is the CEO of a company called RandGo. Good evening, Kinola. Thanks so much for taking the time and making the effort to come through. Let's start with the company, RandGo. Sounds kind of self-explanatory, but what does the company do?
Jimmy, thank you for having me on the show this evening. I really appreciate it, and a good evening to your listeners. RandGo is a company that designs bespoke customer loyalty, employee rewards programs, and incentivization solutions for corporate South Africa to be able to attract, retain, and engage their members in a meaningful way.
Most customers, I can't think of a single South African that doesn't enjoy a good rewards program, especially in the climate that we live in and the environment that we find ourselves in. RandGo does it a little differently, right, to traditionally, here's one company, here's their rewards program and all of that. Why is it that the model that RandGo has been using has been so successful? Because the company's been around for quite some time.
So the company's been around for 16 years and we customize our solutions. It's not a one size fits all. We look and understand what the business objectives are, the target audience and the demographics that are being targeted, and we tailor the solutions to meet the business needs and the customer's needs at the end of the day. When it comes to loyalty programs, the recent Schutz South African Loyalty White Paper revealed that on average consumers are on 9 loyalty programs. I myself, when I did the math, I'm on 13 loyalty programs, which is insane.
No, I think we all are. I think you look for rewards and discounts and benefits wherever they come. And it honestly doesn't cost you too much to sign up to these loyalty programs. But the benefits in the long term, you do start to see. I mean, especially when you look at the pricing of goods and services in South Africa at the moment. Kinola, you've been at this company for, call it 100 days almost, first 100 days as a CEO. What surprised you about this job? Because you've also been in various other industries. What was surprising about this role?
So what surprised me about this role is the volume of what we deliver, and that we deliver on time, within budget, and we're making an impact in consumer lives. I think when I was looking for an opportunity to get back into rewards and loyalty, it was really to align myself with a company that is, you know, purpose-driven on making an impact in people's lives, but also surrounded with good people. And I'm not entirely sure how we get everything done in a day, but everything gets done. And so I'm a very happy CEO, and I'm very happy with the team that I have that supports and enables the vision that we have to steer towards.
You mentioned that you wanted to get back into rewards, and I did a quick background check, and I mean, you've been across various industries, whether it's the hotel space, the banking space, the car rental space. How were you able to transition between such varying industries? And was it because of this type of work, or was it just you were drawn to new opportunities in those sectors?
Well, I got into the hospitality and gaming industry because I received the Last Soul Kersner Scholarship in South Africa. And that found me really just falling into hospitality and gaming, and stayed in travel and hospitality for a long period of time until I pivoted into banking. I still remember my grand fondly telling me when the opportunity became available, "You're not getting any younger." I mean, if that's not any wise counsel, I don't know what is. So I moved to banking. I missed the glitz and glamour of the hotel industry, and I went back for a short period of time. But then I stayed in financial services. I find that I'm more mentally stimulated in financial services. I like to understand the consumer and the customer. I like to make, goes back to making an impact in consumers' lives and about giving back. So I think what I missed about rewards and loyalty was being able to make a difference, a tangible difference in people's lives, whether it be in the form of cashback or discounts, but it's giving people. And at RandGo, we are passionate about helping consumers thrive beyond their paychecks.
Kinola, where's home?
Home is Johannesburg for now, but born and bred Durbanite, okay. With the entire family there, but been here for about 16, 17 years in Johannesburg, so I'd call Johannesburg home.
Do you still go to KZN very often?
Oh, absolutely. At least once a year, or not more. I mean, the entire family is there and I miss them. So December this year is definitely in Durban. My daughter's in matric this year, so there's no travel. But yeah, Durban is, it's home, but it's not my home anymore.
I think it definitely does become a bit of a different environment the longer you spend in another city and sort of in another province. But also, perhaps it's a different pace, right? I mean, I've noticed as well, whether you're in Durban, whether you're in Johannesburg, whether you're in Cape Town, those are three different cities with three different tempos that people have to adjust to.
Absolutely, Jimmy. I think when I graduated, I never envisioned staying in Durban to pursue my career. Highly ambitious, maybe too ambitious. So I always wanted to come to Johannesburg and inevitably, you know, immigrate. But, you know, the immigration hasn't happened yet. It's still on the cards. But I enjoy Johannesburg. I think the fast-paced life allows you to grow, learn, develop, and you learn from others and you grow from others. And I'm very big on growing and learning. And Joburg has afforded me that.
So when you're not growing and learning, how do you wind down? What's your favorite movie?
So my favorite movie, I would often say it's Pursuit of Happiness or Armageddon. And, you know, I'm constantly in this pursuit of finding peace and happiness amongst the hustle and bustle of city life. And Johannesburg and work is really busy. Being a single mom and navigating a career can be daunting. And so I look for stuff that's going to give me hope. And I often find role models and characters in books and authors that share their experiences. If I can just say, last book I read was The Happiest Man on Earth. It was a story of a Holocaust survivor written by Eddie Jaku. And he wrote the book when he was 99 years old. And, you know, things like that really inspire me. So when I go home, it's really about relaxing, switching off, watching a good series or a movie. I try not to watch the series because I binge watch and it consumes so much of your time, really. So a movie would do, or I watch sermon messages.
But sometimes it's good to binge watch. What was the last thing you binge watched?
The last thing, it was You.
And we're waiting on a new season. We've been promised a new season. It's been delayed. I have my own reservations around that. I don't think the last season was as good as the first couple of seasons.
Agree.
I am quite disappointed, and I'm hoping that this final season will redeem what we were forced to go through. Kinola, are you a summer or a winter baby?
I'm a summer baby.
You don't like the cold weather?
No. Funny enough that you should ask that. My birthday is tomorrow. So.
Well, that technically falls through autumn.
Yes.
So it's in between the two, right?
Absolutely,
so we can get away with that one. And your favorite takeout, if you could choose one thing for the rest of your life?
Thai. Thai curry.
Okay. Any particular restaurant?
Either Simply Asia or Kung Fu Kitchen, whichever is the quickest via Uber Eats. There's not much time for an executive to be able to cook and get to, you know, the home living. Weekends is really where the opportunity comes in, where I get to cook and try different things. And cooking is my love language.
How do you maintain that balance? Because, as you said, being an executive is not an easy thing by any stretch of the imagination. And then on top of that, being a single mom, being a corporate executive, there's a lot of things that you have to juggle through in a 24-hour cycle. How do you then find that balance to then stay sane?
Geez, I wish I could give you like an answer to that. My superpower that I always say is prayer. I start the day with prayer. And whatever is meant to be will be. All things are working out for my good, and the day happens. But I always start my day with prayer. If I were to say, you know, give you all these like really nice hints and tips that authors or motivational speakers speak of, I would say there's a mix that I employ. But, you know, I believe that it's prayer and putting God first in everything that I do that gives me the opportunity and keeps me sane, if nothing else.
That certainly is a superpower, and it's probably the biggest superpower we all possess. Thank you so much for coming through once again, Kinola. We'll leave it at that. That's Kinola Patha, who joined me this week in studio for our executive lounge feature. And once again, we wish you a happy birthday for tomorrow. May it be a blessed day that brings many more returns.
Thank you, Jimmy. It was lovely to spend the evening with you.
You've been listening to another MoneyWeb SAFM Market Update podcast, uploaded weekdays at 7 p.m. For more MoneyWeb podcasts, go to moneyweb.co.za or the app, and follow MoneyWeb News for daily updates.